The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shulchan Aruch in Or Chaim Siman Reish Chaf Hei Siv Beis. The Rama over there brings Yesh Oimer Mishenase Benoi Bar Mitzvah. Some say that when a person's son becomes 13 years old, becomes Bar Mitzvah, Yivarech Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shepitarani Me'Oin Shoy Shel Zeh. He's quoting a Maril that he says the source is a Medrash, Parshas Toldos. It says that when a person turns 13, his father makes a bracha. He makes a bracha b'shem u'malchus baruch sheptarani mi'ein shei shel zeh. He makes a bracha, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has made me potter from the oynish of this, the oynish of his son. And the Rama concludes v'toiv l'varuch b'loi shem u'malchus. And it's better that even though we make the bracha, but it's better not to say Hashem's name. It would seem that the Rama has a degree of suffix. He's not sure whether this is a true bracha. It's not mentioned in the Gemara. It's only mentioned in the Medrash and mentioned in the Maril, in the Kadmoinim. So the Rama says that it's better not to say Hashem's name, as a chashash that maybe this Shem Shemayim Levatol. What is the meaning behind this bracha? What does it mean? Baruch Shep Tarani Me'ein Shei Shel Zeh. So the Magen Avraham over here brings two Mahalchim. Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Chaf Hei Siv Katan Hei says two Pshat. The first Pshat, he says on his own, it's a Divrei Chamudos, for the written by the Tosis Yomtiv, in the Tosis Yomtiv's Pirish on the Piskei Arosh and Brachos, Perek Tes, the last Perek Siv Katan Lamed. The Magen Avraham and the Tosis Yom Tov say, "The Ad Achshav Nena Sha'av Kishachot HaBein." Until 13 years of age, whenever the son does an avera, the father is punished for the son's averis. Now, when he becomes 13, he becomes responsible on his own, and therefore, I make a bracha Sheb Tarani Mi'Ayin Shel Zeh that I am potter, that now I, the father, will not receive the Einish Shel Zeh, will not receive the Einish of the son. However, the Magen Avraham brings the second pshat, Levush Pirish Ipcha. Says the Levush says the pshat is the other way around. The Arato HaBen Nenash Ba'Avayin Ho'av. The Levush says a fascinating thing, that until a person's son turns 13 years of age, if a person is over an Avera, it's possible that his son will get punished, and his son will die because of the Avera that the father performed. Now that he becomes 13 years old, now this halacha does not apply anymore. The possibility of the son getting a punishment from the father does not, it won't happen. The son will not get punished based on the father's Avera. And therefore, you make a bracha, Sheb Tarani Mi'ein Shei Shel Zeh, then now I am potter, Mi'ein Shei Shel Zeh, meaning I am potter that my son will be punished because of me. Not that I will be punished because of my son will be punished because of me. That's what the Magen Avraham brings in the name of the Levush. Where does this concept come from? That a son will die, a son will be punished because of the Avera of his fathers. In fact, we find in the Torah says the opposite. There's a Beferish Pasuk in the Torah. In Parashas Kiseitse, Perek Chav Dalet in Devarim, Pasuk Tezayin, Lo Yumsu Avis Abonim, Ubonim Lo Yumsu Al Avis. The literal taich of the Pasuk is that a father does not die because of his son, and the son does not die because of his father. Ish Becheta Yumosu, a person dies because of his own chet. So we see from the Pasuk says that a person does not die because of his father's Averis. And just like a person will not die because of his son's Averis. So what on earth does the Levush mean? The Levush says that a person dies because of his father's Averis. So in fact, The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says, "Yesh chet shahadin noisin shenifrom yimenu al chetei ba'ilam hazeh." Sometimes a person does an aveira, and we know a person gets punished in Gehenna. He gets punished in Olam Haba. But sometimes a person gets punished in Olam Hazeh bigufoy. Sometimes he'll get yisurin on his body, or he'll lose his money. The Rambam says it's possible that sometimes a person will be punished for his aveiris through his sons who are ktanim. Shabonim shal adam aktanim she'ein beendas v'leidu l'chal mitzvahs. They're not of age. They're not chayiv in mitzvahs. Kikin yonayhein. They're like, they belong to the father. They're like possessions that the father owns. And just like a person is sometimes punished, Hashem punishes a person in that his possessions get lost or get ruined, so too, Hashem sometimes punishes a person that his children get punished. His children get punished because they are his possessions. Uchsiv, and Ibrahim quotes the Pasuk, Ish b'chet yomus. Aye, the Pasuk says that a person only dies because of his own chet. Says the Rambam, Ad sheyase ish. Pasuk says, Ish b'chet yomus. Ish means a man. And the Gemara always darshins that ish means an adult. Not a katan. When is a person ish? When he turns 13. So when, until he's 13, says the Rambam, then he's not included in this pasuk, ish b'chet yomus. And therefore, a katan could possibly be punished for the aveira of his father. In fact, the makar for the Rambam, the mafarshim of the Rambam over here say, is a sefri, on that pasuk, ish b'chet yomus. The standard editions of sefri that we have do not contain these words. They do not have this drasha, but there are other editions. The Avodah Samelach over here in the Rambam quotes a nusach of the Sefri. There are other nusachos in the Sefri with the Sefri as his drasha that ish b'chet yomus is only ish and not a katan, and a katan could be punished for his father's averis. And therefore, the Rambam will say had this girsa, and therefore the source for the Rambam is the Sefri that makes this drasha from a pasuk. So we have a source for the Levush. A Levush says that a son is possible to be punished for the aver of his father. Now the son turned 13. Now he turns 13, so this halacha doesn't apply. Now the pasuk ish b'chet yomus applies, and therefore the father will make, it is appropriate for the father to make a bracha, brasha b'chanim yoinshin shel zeh, because now he will not cause other people, he will not cause the son to get an oinish. So that is the sheet of the Levush. Rav Shloimeh Kluger, in the Pirish that's printed on the standard edition of the Shulchan Aruch, is a Pirish Chachma Shloima, Pirish that's printed on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, over there in Sin Reish Chafei, is a Ha'ara. The Chachma Shloima on Shulchan Aruch is Ha'ara from Shloimeh Kluger. Shloimeh Kluger lived in the 19th century. Shloimeh Kluger says that he doesn't understand this Levush. He says it can't be that there's such a din that the Levush is saying, you make a Baruch Shabbatrani, because until he was a Gadol, he doesn't get punished. He does get punished for his father's Averis, and from now on he won't get punished. He says that this is connected a clear Maimer of Chazal. Parashas Ekev, this week's Parashat says, Dvarim Perek Tes, Pasuk Chof, Uv Aharoin Hista'anaf Hashem Me'oid Lahashmidoi. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael, he's busy talking about the chet of the egel, the averes that Klal Yisrael did. In the middle, he says, not only is Hashem angry at Klal Yisrael, Hashem is also angry at Aaron. Uva Aaron is son of Hashem ma'oy lahashmidoy, and Hashem wanted lahashmidoy to destroy him. And the pasuk says, "Vaspal bar Aaron gam bar Aaron beisahi," that Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Aaron. Zok Rashi, what does it mean? Uva Aaron is son of Hashem ma'oy lahashmidoy. So Rashi says that Hashmidoi means kilui bonim, that Hashem was geyser on Aaron because of Aaron HaKohen's participation in the chet of the egel. He's the one who threw the metal, the gold, into the fire, which ended up causing the egel to come out, even though he didn't actually form the egel, but he participated in the maisa. Therefore, Hashem was geyser on Aaron lahashmidoi, which Rashi says means that all his children were going to die. All children are going to die. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Rashi explains, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, my tefillah helped. It worked a little bit. It worked and it knocked off the Einish from two. So therefore, only Nadav and Avihu died, and Elazar and Yisamar did not die. Ad kan divrei Rashi. Fragt Rav Shlomo Kluger, I don't understand. How is it possible that Aroin should be punished when that Nadav Aviu should die? At the time that Nadav Aviu were killed, Parsha Shmini and Shmini Lemiluim, at that time, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, you must have been that Nadav Aviu were already Gedolim. Now he says it must have been they were Gedolim because it says after Nadav Aviu died, Allah Zavi Samar, Hashem commanded that they shouldn't leave the Beis HaMikdash and they can't do Avodah when they're owning him. It seems that even Allah Zavi Samar were Gedolim at the time that Nadav Aviu died. And we know Allah Zavi Samar are the younger brothers, so surely Nadav Aviu, if Elazar was already 13 years old, was already a Gadol, his Mitzvah and Mitzvahs, surely Nadav Aviu were Mitzvah. In fact, it doesn't say we can add, it's clear already that Pinchas was born. Pinchas was already born, Stam Elazar was older. So Kolshki and Nadav Aviu were older. So he says, Al Kaponim, that's clear. That seems pretty clear that at the time that Nadav Aviu died, they were already over 13 years old. They were already Gedolim. So says Rav Shlomo Kluger, how could you, the Levush, come and say that the Pshat Baruch Shepetrani is because until 13, the son will die because of the father's Aveira, and after 13, the son won't die because of the father's Aveira. You see, it's not true. You see clearly. You see over here that Nadav Aviu died because of Aaron's Aveira. No. So therefore, it says Rav Shlomo Kluger, it must be that the Levush's Pshat is not correct, and therefore we don't go with Pshat or Levush. It must be that the correct Pshat in the Baruch of Baruch Shepetrani is the first pshat. The first pshat that Magen Avraham brings, that it's not that the son, until 13, the son will die. It means until 13, the father will be punished because of the son's aveiros. Ad kan divrei Rav Shlomo Kluger. However, Rav Shlomo Kluger is a plia. Because we said before that the Levush didn't make this up. The Levush says it. The Levush doesn't bring any source. But that we said the source for this halach is a Rambam, and the source is a Sefri. It's a clear, you know, even if you say they didn't have this girsa, Shlomo Kluger didn't have the girsa of the Sefri, but Al Kaponim, it's a very clear Rambam. The Rambam says that only Ketanim die because of their father's Averis, and the Gadol doesn't die because of his father's Averis. So the Pshat and the Levush is correct. The Levush is quote coming from a Rambam, he's coming from a Sefri, and this Takso Chalocha. I have a Kasha, Nadav Aviu. Okay, Nadav Aviu is a good Kasha. Nadav Aviu is a good kasha, but to slug up the Levush and say that Levush can't be correct because it goes Kineged, or Rashi in Parshas Eikev that says that Nadav Aviu died because of Aaron's Aveiro, how could he say such a thing? And the emes is, the truth is, that this that we find, that Nadav Aviu died because of Aaron's Aveiro, like it says clearly in Parshas Eikev, the truth is that we can explain this differently. There's a potential alternative explanation. What's the explanation? Because we know, even though we said before that we have a pasuk that says Lo'imsu avis abon and bonim lo'imsu al avis, that sons do not die because of the father's averis, ish v'chete yumasu, the only person dies because of his own averis. Let's say we're talking about a gadol. However, we find elsewhere in the Torah where the Torah seems to say the opposite. The Torah says in the Aseres Hadibros by Avodah Zarah, "Poked avoin avois albonim." The Torah says clearly that Hashem remembers the avera of avois albonim. Hashem remembers the father's averis, and it seems that He punishes the sons before the father's averis. In fact, the Torah says it another time. We find it in Parshas Kisisa, after Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midos. Says Noisir Chesa Alof Noisir Oven Nefesh V'Chatov Enake V'Nake Lo Yinake Poked Ovoin Ovois Albonim Al Shileishim Arivayim. Over there it says Hashem remembers the Averis of the father. Fine, for a certain degree, for a certain number of generations, Hashem remembers the father's Averis for the sons. So in fact, the Gemara asks this kasha that we have a stira between two psukim. One pasuk says Lo Yimsu Ovois Albonim Bonim Lo Yimsu Alovois, and in fact we have another pasuk that says Poked Ovoin Ovois Albonim. And the Gemara answers that, true, a person doesn't die because of his father's averis. However, if it's oichzin b'maisei abisayim bideyim, if the sons perform the same averis as the father, if they have the same averis, the same chatoim that the father has, then it's possible for the son to get a punishment for the father's averis as well. And that's where the pasuk says, poiked avoin avois albonim. That there the father will transfer to a certain degree to the son, if the son has the same Aveira as the father. Now, if the son is, if it means that the son does the same exact Aveira, so if the father did an Aveira that's Chayiv Skila, let's say, if Machal Shabbos is Chayiv Skila, and the son does an Aveira, and he's Chayiv Skila, right? So then, if he does the same exact Aveira, he gets the same punishment on his own. So obviously, the Oyos and Maisa Abba is saying means that the son's Aveira, or even though he seems to do the same Aveira or a similar Aveira as the father, it's not as serious in that had the father not done the Aveira, the son wouldn't necessarily have been punished, or he wouldn't have been punished so severely. But now that he's continuing the Aveira that his father started, and he's following in his father's footsteps and doing the same Aveira, so then it would seem he would get a more serious punishment than he otherwise would have. But we see that there is a concept where it's possible for children to receive a punishment because of something their father did in a case where they're urzin, the ma'isav is saying be them. So now, when we come to Nadav Aviyu, Frektid, or Rav Shlomo Kluger of Kasha, then how can you tell me that only Ketanim get punished for the father's Aveira? Even Nisi Nadav Aviyu, which were Gedolim, got punished for Aaron HaKohen's Aveira. So the emes is that we know when it comes to Nadav Aviyu, the Gemara in many places, a number of places, there's a Gemara in Irvin, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin and Beis, and the Gemara in different places, in Rashi, in Chumash, and all the Mepharshim discuss what exactly was the Aveira that Nadav Aviyu did. The Pasuk says they were Makar Ve'esh Zora, that they didn't have any Rishus, they had lit their own fire, they were supposed to wait for the fire to come down from Shemayim. The Gemara talks about the fact if they went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they weren't allowed to. There is a Gemara, the Gemara in Erevin discusses that they were Meira Halacha Bifnei Rabban. They paskin even if they were right, whatever they did, but they paskin the Halacha Bifnei Rabban. Elsewhere, the Gemara has it said that maybe they did Avoida when they were drunk. And that's why, right after they were killed, Hashem says, the pasuk over there in Parashat Shemini says Hashem commanded Aaron that he shouldn't go do avodah when Kohen can't do avodah and go into the Beis Hamikdash after he drinks wine. So Al-Kapon and Mepharshim are very busy trying to figure out what Aveira Nadav Aviyu did. So that's clear that Nadav Aviyu, when they were killed, they had their own Aveira. If they had their own Aveira, to a certain extent, we can say they were Urs and Mamais Avi Sayyim Edaim. And in fact, the Maral and Gurari on the pasuk in Parashat Eikav, on the Rashi, the Maral's Pirush on Rashi says clearly he tries hard to figure out exactly what's Ma'isav is saying b'yedei and how exactly is that Aveira connected to the Chait that Aaron did, that Aaron somehow was connected to the Chait of the Eagle, somehow was connected to the Chait of being Geirim, people to be over the Vayis Aaron, so somehow another Aviyu or Tzugishtelt, somehow they were connected to that Chait. But Al-Kaponim, this that Nadav Aviyu died, and that we could say Nadav Aviyu died because of their father's Aveira, that wasn't because, that's not the same halacha, that's not the same pasuk even, that we're saying over here, that the Lavush is referring to, that a katan dies for his father's Aveiris. A katan dies for his father's Aveiris, Pashtus, the Rambam says, that he's the kinyan, he's the possessions of the father, it's irrelevant what the katan himself, what the son's actions are. Whether he was Eichas Ma'is Avi saying, and it wasn't Eichas Ma'is Avi saying, that's not the reason why he gets punished. He gets punished even if it's not Eichas Ma'isav, he's saying. So if he gets punished, so that halacha stops when he turns 13. If a son who's a gadol, in order for him to get punished for his father's aveir, that's only if it's Eichas Ma'isav, he's saying, v'dayim. And that's God, that's taka the pshat by Aaron. That'll be the pshat by Aaron and by Nadav Aviyu. So therefore, it would seem that Rabbi Shlomo Kluger's kasha is a very strange kasha. It's very shver. And Lavush taka makes a lot of sense. However, it would seem that Rav Shlomo Kluger really does have a very valid point. And we can explain like this. We said that we have two different places in the Torah where the Torah says that it's possible for a son to get punished because of his father's aveiros. We have what the Lush says, what we said is a Rambam and a Sefri, that sometimes the son gets punished because of his father's aveiros when he's a katan. And we have the pasuk that says, which the Gemara says, when their oichis v'maisa abiseyim, where the son continues and does similar aveiros to the father's aveiros, and in that case, even a god will get punished. It would seem that these two scenarios where the son gets punished, where the son dies for the father's aveiros, are not at all the same. They're fundamentally very, very different. When we say that a son who's a katan gets punished for his father's aveiros, It's not the pshat that the katan himself is deserving of a punishment. The katan himself is not a bar chiyuva. He's not old enough. So he gets no punishment at all. The Rambam says, whatever happens to the katan is purely a punishment for the father. A person could be punished, he could have yisurin in his guf, he could get sick. A person could be punished in a way where he loses his money, or he has to spend money, his nechosim could become ruined. And a person could be punished in a way that his children, the punishment, whatever bad thing, whether it is sickness or death that happens to his children, that is a direct punishment for the father. That is what the Rambam is referring to. That is what the Levush is referring to. And that is the bracha. The bracha, Baruch Shepetrani, is going on the fact that now, from now on, this halacha, this punishment that a person has, that it's possible for a person to be punished in this way that his children will die, that doesn't apply anymore. When we say that a person gets punished for his paikin avayin avayis abonim, when he follows in the footsteps of his fathers, he's oichis v'maisav yisayim bideyim, that's over there. It's not the pshat that the father is getting a punishment. Over there, it seems over there, it's very possible that the punishment will take place long after the father is gone, not in the father's lifetime. And it doesn't say over there that the father didn't get punished. It could be the father was punished. The father did an aveira, and the father got his complete punishment. He got everything he was supposed to get. He's finished. He's done. Could be he's already in Gan Eden. There's a halacha that when a person follows and he does a similar aveira to what his ancestors did, so then the aveira that he's doing is now more serious than if someone else had done this aveira, and therefore the son deserves a more serious punishment. It's not b'tayras ha'einish on the father. In the case of the Levush where a cotton the cotton dies because of his father's aveira, over there the pshat is the father's not getting any other punishment. It's not the pshat the father is dying and then the son is also dying. Fakert, we're talking about a case where the father, where the son reaches 13 years, he's 13 years old, and now the father makes a brother, the father didn't get the punishment. The father's punishment was that the son got punished. We don't say that the einish that the son is getting over here is a punishment for the father, that the father is deserving of a punishment, and therefore the father is getting punished. That's not what Paikin Avin Abonim means. Avin Avisabonim. But Oyasin Maisavi Sayyidah means that the son, when the son decides to do an Aveira that his fathers did, then he gets more serious punishment. But the punishment is the son's punishment. It's not the father's punishment. So in this case, if that's true, then Rav Shlomo Kluger's kasha is gevaldig kasha. Because Rav Shlomo Kluger is saying like this, what do you want to tell me? Rav Shlomo Kluger says, I see from the other view that even Gedolim, even Bon of Gedolim get punished, that could be a punishment for the father. What do you want to tell me? Then the other view died, it was their own punishment because they're Eilsim B'maisa Avisayim, so you see by Eilsim B'maisa Avisayim, so you see in such a case, the son could die because of the father's Aveira. True, 100%. And we find in Chazal that they attacked did an Aveira, and that's why they got punished. But the Rashi in Parashas Ekev says that this was a punishment for Aaron. Had Rashi not said that, I could say, fine. It's the Ma'aseh Avi saying. So now Nadav Avihu themselves deserve a punishment. That's fine. That's not Shver. But now that Rashi came along and Rashi said that this was a punishment for Aaron. Part of Aaron HaKohen's punishment was for his Aveira, whatever Aveira was. But his punishment for his Aveira was that his children should die. That is already similar to what the Levush was saying. That we find that the father's punishment is that his children get punished. So if that's the case, then Rav Shlomo Kluger has a merit to Kikasha. How could the Levush say that only Ketanim, we spoke by Ketanim, we say that the child's punishment isn't a child's death, is a punishment for the father. You see that even by another view, that the child's death is a punishment for the father. And that's a merit to Kikasha. Are you telling me the Rambam says not like that? True, the Rambam does say not like that. But we have to understand. We have to understand exactly what's going on over here by Nodav Aviv. And the Rav Shlomo Kluger doesn't have any other explanation, so he says there must be something wrong over here. We're missing something. In fact, we could even say more than that. We can say that it could be that he's not, his kasha, the kasha of Shlomo Kluger is not directed on the Rambam. It's directed specifically on the Levush. Because it could be that there are two different halachis. We don't know. We have a Rashi in Parashas Eikev that says that there are circumstances where even a gadol, a son who's a gadol, could be punished for his father's averus. And we have a Rambam and a Sefri that say that a son could be punished for his father's averus when he's a katan because he's considered like the kinyon and like the possessions of the father. Could be that there are different parameters. Could be there's different halachas and they're not exactly the same halacha. Could be they are different. Al kaponim, it's possible that that's a unique situation by Aaron, and that doesn't impact on the Rambam. The Rambam saying as a general rule, this only applies to Ketanim. But to come along and make a bracha and say, Baruch Shabbatrani Mi'adjit Shalzeh, you're saying that I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why am I thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu because until now, there was a possibility that my son would get punished because of me. And now, from now on, it's impossible? What do you mean, from now on, it's impossible? It's not impossible. It's still possible. You see from our HaKadosh that it's still possible. May not be likely, maybe unusual circumstances, and maybe because of a different halacha, but it's still possible. If it's still possible, so how on earth could you make such a bracha? So therefore, the kasha of Shlomo Kluger is not a kasha on the Rambam. And it's not a kasha on the Sefri. It's a specific kasha on the Levush. How can you make a bracha for this? How can you possibly make a bracha for this? Well, it must be when you're making a bracha, it's because of a different reason, it's not because of this. Now, it's interesting that if you look at the Levush inside, before I quoted the Magen Avraham was quoting the Levush. If you look at the words of the Levush himself, Levush in Aruch Chaim over there, Sin Reish Chafesiv Beis, he says the following. He says, Yesh Oimrim, Misha Nasa B'noi Bar Mitzvah, Yivarech Baruch Ata Hashem L'keinu Melech Ha'olam, Shepatrani Me'oin Shishol Zem. You make a bracha, like the Ramah. Then, the Levush says, Avo Ein Zabor, it's not so clear. Deha Im Oizin Maisa B'Yisayim B'Yideyem. What happens if a person has children and they do the same averis as their fathers? Lo niftar. You don't become potter. You don't become potter from your father's averis. Ad kama dayros. For many generations. Kidach siv, poikein avoin, avois abonim. So it's not so clear. This that we're saying that you're making a bracha because it's clear that it's from now on the son will not get punished. It's not true. It is possible for the son to get punished because of the father. So he concludes, the Levush concludes, that you should make the bracha without Shemu Malchus. Now, when the Tosis Yom Tov, in Divrei Chamudos, brings the Levush, the Tosis Yom Tov explains the Levush that what the Levush means to say is that you make the bracha. Even though it seems he has a certain reservation about whether this brach is true, because you see, it's still possible for the son to get a punishment based on the father's actions. However, you still make the bracha. All the Levush means to say is that since we find that there is such a pasuk, that it's possible for the son to get the father punishment from the father's averus even after he's already 13, therefore, that's what the Levush means, that you shouldn't make the bracha of Hashem Malchus. Like we said, the Ramah already says that you shouldn't say Hashem's name because it's a shail about the bracha. So the Levush is explaining why there is some sort of doubt whether this is a real bracha or not, because since the bracha, the whole idea of the bracha according to Levush is that from now on the son doesn't die because of the father, and it's not necessarily true. So we see that the son does die because of the father. It is possible even for a gadol to die because of the father because of Ayuzan and Maisav he's saying. Therefore, it says the Levush, you should not make the bracha b'shemu malchus, and you make the bracha without Hashem's name. That's how the Tosis Yom Tov in Divrei Chamudos explains the words of Levush. Because L'chaira, it would seem to be also a very, very difficult way to understand if this is what Levush is saying. It's very, very difficult. Because, we're saying that the Levush says that the primary and only reason, according to Levush, the reason for this bracha, the whole explanation of the bracha of Shep Tarani Mi'ayin Shishol Zeh is that this from now on, until now the son died because of the father, from now on the son won't die because of the father. So that was very good when I just had the Rambam and the Sefri. But once you come to me and say, Eizim Eisav Yisayim B'Yedayin, and you're telling me that even a gadol could die because of the father's Averis, so now the whole rationale to make the bracha falls out the window. So why is the Levush saying, oh, make the bracha, but don't say Shem Malchus. Don't make the bracha at all. Like, he started with a reason why you should make the bracha, and now it seems that this reason doesn't apply anymore. If Yisrael Ma'isav is saying is enough of a reason to not to make the bracha, not to say the Shem Malchus, so then you shouldn't make the bracha at all. Why on earth are you making the bracha? If you'll tell me that Lavush says maybe there's a different reason to make the bracha, maybe the Lavush agrees to the other reason given by the Tais Yomtov and the Magen Avraham, so maybe he'll say, well, he's changed his mind, and now he doesn't hold that the reason to make the bracha is because from now on the son won't die. It's because the father is going to die. But that's not how the Achrayim explained the Lavush. The Achrayim are explaining the Lavush that the Lavush holds that this is the only reason. The only reason for the bracha is because from now on the son will not die because of the father's aveiros. So then why make the bracha in the first place if you hold that poking Ovin Ovis Abonim is a problem? Elamai, you're telling me, like we explained, that the fact that Oyzen Ramayisav is saying, the fact that even a god will die because of his father's aveiros if he continues and does those aveiros, that's not a reason not to make the bracha, because that's a completely different halacha. When the bracha of the father is based on how we explained, the bracha of the father is that he will not suffer the punishment of having his son die. But if the son goes and does aveiros, that's his own problem. And this, that the son will get a more serious aveira than he otherwise would have because the father already started doing that aveira, that's right to the son's problem. That's not the father's problem. The son shouldn't have done that aveira. So then you can still make the bracha. So if that's the case, make the bracha. Shem Malchus as well. What on earth is this pshara, this middle ground, that Lavush is saying to make the bracha and not to make the bracha Shem Malchus, not to say Hashem's name? So it would seem, we could suggest what the Lavush means is based on how the Elie Rabbah explains the Lavush. The Elie Rabbah is a pirush on the Lavush. The Elie Rabbah on this Lavush says, what's the problem? Why are we thanking Hashem? Why is the father thanking Hashem that, oh, Baruch Hashem, that for, until now, my son could have gotten punished because of me, and from now on, he's not. So Elie Rabbah says that the idea behind this comes from a Gemara in Bava Basra. He says this Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses a certain Amora, I believe it was Rav Ada Bar Abba, that says over there that he died. The Gemara says that Rav Ada died, and each one of the Amoraim over there, there's a list of three or four Amoraim, each one says that they were the one who caused him to die. He had something happened to him and he died. And each one felt that from because of a certain interaction that he had with them, that he was that Amir was the one who caused him to die. This one said it was because of this thing that I did, and the other one says it was another thing that I did. So what's the big deal? What's the big deal? Each one says because of me he died, and the other one says it was because of me he died. Says the Elie Rabbah, you see that it's not a good thing to cause other people to die, even if obviously the other person had bechira. Hashem's not going to make a person die if he didn't do anything wrong or if it wasn't his time to die. But still, the fact that I caused, however indirectly, I caused another person's death, that bothers me. That should bother me, and that bother each one of the Amiroim. And therefore, says the Elie Rabbah, this is the problem. The reason why you're making a bracha is that until now, it was possible for me to cause other people to die, and now, Baruch Hashem, he's thanking Hashem that now other people will not cause, I'm not gonna cause them to die. So the Lavush says, Lavush says it's still possible to cause them because of your action, even if it's indirect. So even because of Paikin Avis Abonim, because of Ma'uz Ma'is Avis saying, Lamaisa, whether the son deserves it on his own or not, true that he deserves it because he was also Ovid Avera, nevertheless, it was to a certain degree the punishment that he's getting is more serious because of the father. And the fact that other Mepharshim bring that there's a Gemara that says Kol Shacherim Nanoshim Al Yodoy, if a person caused others to get a punishment because of him, Ein Machnis Nois L'Mechitzas Shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu, to a certain degree that he's missing from this closest Hakadosh Baruch Hu because he caused others to do an aver. He caused others to get a punishment. So therefore, this is why a person can make a bracha, because now his son is excluded from this klal. He doesn't have to worry about other people getting punished on his behalf. So it could be, we can suggest that this reason is true. This reason is an adequate reason to thank Hashem. On the other hand, that's not the real reason for the bracha. The real reason for the bracha is like we explained, that the father himself was deserving of the punishment. The father himself was deserving of punishment, and it's possible that the son would have gotten punished because of the father. And it's the father's punishment, not the son's punishment. And that, we say, Baruch Shem Petrani, the Iker Bracha is because I have nothing to do, that doesn't apply anymore. Now I'm safe. Now the son is safe, now nothing bad is going to happen to him. He could decide on his own to cause his own problems? That's true, he could always decide on his own to cause problems. But that's not a reason not to make a bracha. However, you can't say for sure that now there's no way, nothing I do could cause him to get punished, because Eich Zemai Zavi saying could still get punished. So that element mitigates the simcha of the bracha, and therefore he says for that you don't say Shem Malchus. That takes away the Shem Malchus. It doesn't take away the Iker Mechaiv of the bracha. The Iker Mechaiv of the bracha is still there, but it takes away this element as well. So it's possible that we said before that Rosh Shlomo Kluger's kasha is a good kasha. Rosh Shlomo Kluger's kasha is a kasha that how could you make the bracha Baruch Shem Tarani if the maisa it's still possible? There is still some other halacha that we see over here that it was possible for Nadav Aviu to die because of Aaron HaKohen's Avera, even though they were Gdolim. True. But now the way we understand the Levush, the bracha, the Iker Mechaiv of the bracha is on this specific halacha. True, it's possible that even Gedolim could die because of the father's Avera. There are circumstances, there are cases, and it's not out of the realm of possibility for that to happen. However, that's not the Mechaiv of the Bracha. The answer to Reb Shlomo Kluger's Kasha is that the Iker Mechaiv of the Bracha is this Halacha. We said Ish Becheta Yumosu, which excludes Ketanim. Ketanim do die because of the father's Averis. And now that din is bottle. Now this din that the Ketanim die because of the father's Averis are bottle because now the Ketan is a Bardas and he's responsible for himself. Now he's responsible for himself, so that is the Iker Mechaiv of the Bracha. Whether you make the Bracha of Shem Malchus, that's a different story. That's a different story, but that's the Iker Mechaiv of the Bracha. And the fact that we find that there are other ways that a person can become, that a person can become responsible for his father's Averis and the person will get punished, even if it will be considered a punishment for the father, that doesn't concern us. That has nothing to do with the Bracha. It's just interesting to note that it's well known, the Torah says, there's certain Averis that a person is Chayiv Karis. Karis is one of the einshim, one of the punishment that the Torah says. What exactly is the einish of karis? Literally, the einish of karis is that the person will die. And the Gemara says the person will die young. He was supposed to live longer. He was supposed to live past 60, and a person dies before he reaches the age of 60. By certain averis of karis, certain times the Torah says yichayv karis. Sometimes the Torah adds ariri. The word ariri means that he will die without children. And even in other Averis, where a person's Chayiv Karis, and it doesn't say Ariri, so there's a big Machloikis Rishonim. There's a Machloikis between different Bali Toises and Rashi and Toises, in Shabbos Tav Chofei. Toises discusses it in Yevamos and Dav Beis as well. And the Rishonim over there, whether we say by every time a person's Chayiv Karis, do we say that his children also die or not? Rakapana by Ariri, it's clear that a person's children, that is possible that a person's children will die. So it's interesting to note that the Tosis wants to bring a raya that he says you can't say that a person's children die when he's chayiv karis. Chayiv karis is only on the person himself, it's not on the person's children. The person's children will not die. How does he know that? Because the Gemara says that the Gemara says might cut, Rav Yosef made a suda. When he turned 60, he said, oh, Baruch Hashem, until now it was still possible that I could have been punished with that Einish of Karis. Now that he turned 60, now already, Karis means he dies before 60, so now that he's already 60, so now he's not worried anymore about the punishment of Karis. So, the Gemara over there asks questions, the Gemara says maybe there are still other elements of Karis that are still apply. So the Tosis asks, why didn't the Gemara say, what are you talking about? Very nice that you don't have the Einish of Karis anymore, because you're already 60, but you're not completely out of the water. You're not completely out of harm. You still have children. And it's possible, if every Karis means that a person's children will die, so then it's still possible that his children may still die. So how can he say that now I don't have to worry about the Einish of Karis? You're right, he doesn't have to worry about that part, but he still has to worry about the Einish of Karis as it applies to his children. So Taisa wants to bring a raya. Taisa wants to bring a raya to that. Taisa says it's not a raya because this that a person's children die when he is Chayiv Karis is only if they are ketam. That's what Taisa says. Interesting enough, the Taisa Yishanim and Yavama says that either the person's, when we say Zari Nichris, that's only true if the person's children are ketanim, or if they're gedolim, but they're oichzin, the Maisa Avisayim. You see over here that the Taisa Yishanim understands that if they're oichzin, the Maisa Avisayim, it's possible that the children will die, not because of their own Averis. They'll die because of their father's Averis, like we're saying from Rashi in Parashas Ekev. Even though we said it's true that ketanim die and that's considered a punishment for the father, it's not a punishment for the son at all. But when we say a gadol dies, obviously the gadol can't die, he's a bardas. The gadol can't die unless he's oichzin v'maaseh avisayim, which means he himself is deserving of punishment. But in such a case where he deserves his own punishment, when he dies, that will also be considered a punishment for the father as well. So we see that Rav Shlomo Kluger is correct. We see, at least, according to the Taisa Yishanim, that Rav Shlomo Kluger is correct, that it is possible for a gadol to die and it'll still be considered an einish for the father, and it won't be considered the son's own punishment, the son's own einish. Nevertheless, it's still not shver. We could still be miyashin Rav Shlomo Kluger, like we said, that the side of the teretz is that it's a different halacha. That's a different halacha. That's learned out of the pasuk of Karis. This has no relevance, no bearing on the din of Ishbechet Yumas, which is the Mekar, the Mechayiv, according to the Vush of the Bracha Baruch Shepetrani.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.